Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2199. If I Were Retiring Early Today, by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to it as we optimize your life. If I Were Retiring Early Today, by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. Would you do anything differently if you were retiring in today's economic environment? What do you think of the 4% rule for people planning to retire soon? Let's go through both of those questions. If I were retiring early today, loosely and nominally, the S&P 500 is down 20% year to date, and 15% over the past 12 months. In real terms, it's down an additional about 9%. Headlines are very doom and gloom. Inflation, Dow Jones, war, housing market, gas prices. I even saw one headline or another that said 2022 was the worst stock market performance year to date of any year in history. Based on all of this, what would I do differently? Nothing. The 4% rule. The 4% rule is a rough guide that says you can probably spend 4% of your initial portfolio value each year adjusted for inflation and have your retirement savings last at least 30 years. A lot of retirees, early and otherwise, use this as a planning tool. But why is it called the 4% rule and not the 5% rule or the 6% rule? Using data going back to 1871, spending 5% of a portfolio would have worked 75% of the time. 6% would have worked more than half the time. Even 9% would have worked on occasion. But 4% worked throughout the worst times in economic history with a 96% success rate. Inflation, pandemics, world wars, depressions, recessions. Through all the bad times, even the worst of times, the numbers come out to about 4%. Add in Social Security, and this is the closest thing you can get to guaranteed. The 100% guarantee. I don't want the closest thing to a guarantee. I want 100%. Okay, no problem. With complete certainty, you will die and pay taxes. There are no absolutes here, but the 4% rule with Social Security is pretty dang close. Worse than the worst. This doesn't mean times are good, of course. Headlines aren't just made-up nonsense most of the time. Maybe you personally feel the squeeze of rising prices. So the question we need to ask ourselves is this: do I expect the future to be worse than the worst we've ever seen? Think about it for a minute. If you answered yes, retirement probably isn't for you, or at least not right now. Retirement is an optimistic act. If you answered no, we can at least be comforted by the knowledge that we agree. Either way, it doesn't mean things are going to be easy. How would you feel if early into retirement, your portfolio was worth half its starting value? When the markets fall fast and hard, it hurts, and our withdrawal rate doesn't have much impact. With 30 to 50 years to go, you only have 12 years worth of savings remaining with a current 8% withdrawal rate. 4% equals 25 years of savings. This has happened multiple times in the past: 1929, 1965, and 2000. Maybe this year will be on that list. We have no way of knowing until after the fact. 2012 flashback. Back in 2012, it certainly wasn't clear what the future would hold. Here are some headlines from that era. The global economic outlook isn't pretty. 2012 forecasts: anemic growth in US at best. Debt hangover in the aftermath of the Great Recession. Gas prices at record highs. Slow recovery in the job market. Fiscal cliff looms. It seems the case is always death on one side and doom on the other, with our retirement plans caught in the crossfire. The plan. 10 years after the fact, it looks like most of those headlines were intentionally gloomy to drive clicks and engagement. Maybe some of that is still true today. Low unemployment, prediction markets have inflation dropping substantially, strong US dollar, US oil production at highest level since the pandemic, travel demand through the roof. The markets are not the economy. Markets down, but really only to 2020 levels, etc. But we can only know for sure with the benefit of hindsight. We must hope for the best and plan for the worst, or continue to work and save. Which is why, from my post on the 4% rule, we had formulated this plan. Number one, plan on a 4% withdrawal rate. Number two, spend less in the early years, the lower the better. Minimize taxes, travel hack for free flights and hotel stays, and minimize investment costs through Vanguard index funds. Number three, earn a little accidental income. Number four, be prepared to move bond position into stock in a severe downturn. And number five, be okay with going back to work for a while. That still looks like a solid plan to me. I see no need to change or update it. Retracing our steps. In late 2012, we flew to Mexico City with a plan to spend a year traveling throughout Mexico, Central, and South America. 6 months later, we were still in Mexico. The dollar is much stronger now, buying 19 pesos versus 12 pesos back in the day. A nice-looking guest house in La Ciudad on hotels.com is $19 a day, whereas I think we spent $25 a day for a fairly dumpy hotel when we first started. That option also still exists for about $25 to $40. We then headed to another city, arriving by bus with a reservation for one night in a hostel. Today, that costs $25 a night, I think about the same. Tuition for the Spanish school we attended is $420 for a month, which also seems about what we paid 10 years ago. I just browsed through some online menus. Prices are higher, but you can still get an entree at a mid-range restaurant for $6 to $10. And this is for restaurants that have websites and an online menu, which is not the norm. Two of our favorite meals were a bowl of pozole or torta de carnitas from little hole-in-the-wall shops. Lunch for two, $2. Maybe lunch is now $3. No big deal. This has got me thinking, perhaps we should pack up the kids and head to Mexico. This looks fantastic. In any case, spend less in the early years seems completely reasonable and achievable while retracing our footsteps. By continuing to live below our means, we allow the portfolio to continue to grow and or weather any storm. But what if it was a requirement that we stay in the US and live the American dream, pushing our budget hard to 4% with minimal wiggle room? In that case, I would probably continue to work for a while longer, which is the same as in 2012 or any year. What can I say? I'm conservative. Summary. Would you do anything differently if you were retiring in today's economic environment? Nah, viva la Mexico. What do you think of the 4% rule for people planning to retire soon? It depends. Retirement is an optimistic act. There's no way of knowing what the future holds. The 4% rule with Social Security is incredibly robust. It's walked the walk and has stories to tell, and it's still here. If you think today's economic environment is worse than the worst we've seen, it's probably not a great time to retire. If you absolutely have to spend 4.01% to meet the bare minimum standard of living you're entitled to, and you're 25 plus years away from Social Security, it's also probably not a great time, same as every year. But if you have a more sophisticated perspective, and a reasonably conservative plan, as we did in 2012, I would personally be fine taking the plunge. You just listened to the post titled, If I Were Retiring Early Today, by Jeremy Jacobson of GoCurryCracker.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. and keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Figuring out a good drawdown strategy is something discussed often in the FIRE community. While I DIY my financial planning and investing now, I'm in the accumulation phase and things are pretty simple at the moment. I definitely see myself consulting a flat fee advisor to help me with a drawdown strategy when the time comes. However, I've heard from many friends who are currently drawing down on their portfolios that in the face of an uncertain future, you're better off relying on general rules of thumb rather than trying to suss out and predict every last detail. And that's what the 4% rule is. It's a guideline. The downside is that the model assumes that you have no other income and will never have any other income for the rest of your life, which for most people isn't true. Social Security is going to kick in at some point, if nothing else. Also, early retirees oftentimes go on to create businesses or find other hobbies that end up earning them some money that they didn't anticipate when they were retiring. It also assumes that you'll never decrease your spending for any reason. It doesn't consider when Medicare kicks in and reduces your healthcare costs, and it assumes that your personal rate of inflation will match the overall rate of inflation, which for the frugal among us is laughable. Rather than plan your withdrawals for the rest of your life based on the 4% rule, it makes much more sense to have flexibility and refine your retirement plan annually. Some tools that I've heard great things about for modeling include Portfolio Visualizer and New Retirement. And that will do it for today and another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.